Selling poll, 12 debunked climate scares we can laugh at in 2019. By James Delling poll on January 3, 2019. 2019 won't be the year the climate change scare finally dies, unfortunately. But the people pushing it will look increasingly desperate. Sad and piteously short of evidence to support their junk science theories. Here, courtesy of the Global Warming Policy Forum, are the top 12 climate scares debunked in 2018. Share it with your alarmist friends to wish them a happy, skeptical new year. January 2018, worst-case global warming scenarios not credible, study. Paris, AFP, Earth's surface will almost certainly not warm up 4 or 5 degrees Celsius by 2100, according to a study released Wednesday, Jan 17, which, if correct, voids worst-case UN climate change predictions. A revised calculation of how greenhouse gases drive up the planet's temperature reduces the range of possible end-of-century outcomes by more than half, researchers said in the report, published in the journal Nature. February, sinking Pacific nation Tuvalu is actually getting bigger, new research reveals. The Pacific nation of Tuvalu, long seen as a prime candidate to disappear as climate change forces up sea levels, is actually growing in size, new research shows. A University of Auckland study examined changes in the geography of Tuvalu's 9 atolls and 101 reef islands between 1971 and 2014, using aerial photographs and satellite imagery. It found 8 of the atolls and almost 3/4 of the islands grew during the study period, lifting Tuvalu's total land area by 2.9%, even though sea levels in the country rose at twice the global average. March, BBC forced to retract false claim about hurricanes. You may recall the above report by the BBC, which described how bad last year's Atlantic hurricane season was. Before commenting at the end, a warmer world is bringing us a greater number of hurricanes and a greater risk of a hurricane becoming the most powerful Category 5. I fired off a complaint, which at first they did their best to dodge. After my refusal to accept their reply, they have now been forced to back down. April, corals can withstand another 100 to 250 years of climate change, new study. Heat-tolerant genes may spread through coral populations fast enough to give the marine creatures a tool to survive another 100 to 250 years of warming in our oceans. May, climate change causes beaches to grow by 3,660 square kilometers. June, Antarctica not losing ice, NASA researcher finds. NASA glaciologist Jaisalee says his new study will show. Once again, the eastern Antarctic ice sheet is gaining enough ice to offset losses in the west. July, National Geographic admits they were wrong about notorious starving polar bear climate claims. The narrative behind the viral photo of a polar bear starving, reportedly thanks to climate change, has been called into question by the National Geographic photographer who took it in the first place. August, new study shows declining risk and increasing resilience to extreme weather in France. This risk factor for French residents of cities stricken by a disaster has been falling with every passing decade. September, coral bleaching is a natural event that has gone on for centuries, new study. Coral bleaching has been a regular feature of the Great Barrier Reef for the past 400 years, with evidence of repeated mass events dating back to well before European settlement and the start of the Industrial Revolution. October, climate predictions could be wrong in UK and Europe. Current climate change predictions in the UK and parts of Europe may be inaccurate. A study conducted by researchers from the University of Lincoln, UK, and the University of Liège, Belgium, suggests. November, number and intensity of U.S. hurricanes have remained constant since 1900. There's been no trend in the number and intensity of hurricanes hitting the continental U.S. and the normalized damages caused by such storms over the past 117 years, according to a new study. December, alarmist sea level rise scenarios unlikely, says climate scientist Judith Curry. A catastrophic rise in sea levels is unlikely this century, with recent experience falling within the range of natural variability over the past several thousand years, according to a report on peer-reviewed studies by U.S. climate scientist Judith Curry.